It's the radio segment that's spending the night in the hospital.
Uh-oh.
Because he tried to get his toast out of the toaster using 50 different forks.
Oh, no.
I hope they were plastic.
That's not a lesson that he learned quickly.
47 times the charm.
Yeah, try a new fork.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other butterfeet just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Louisiana. A 30-year-old man named Devin Jones was on his way home from his wedding last weekend with his bride and his best man.
Okay, this sounds awesome.
And they all got stuck in a bad traffic jam caused by a car crash. And now that the wedding was over, they decided to pass the time by taking turns airing out their dirty laundry.
I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
Like physically or like talking
no,
about
they're
their
like,
dirty secrets?
I think they're talking.
Talking, yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. Devin and his bride mentioned they were unhappy about the bachelor and bachelorette parties. And they went on to say they thought the best man, who was in the car at the time, could have stepped up more and done a better job.
Does it really matter afterwards?
Yeah.
That's when the best man said that maybe he would have, but he was too preoccupied sleeping with the bride.
Oh, no, she did.
Oh, the ultimate comeback.
No. Wait, is that true?
That's when things got heated. Because Devin grabbed his gun, jumped out the car, and started chasing his best man through stop traffic, firing shots at him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Why did he go for his wife? No offense.
All of it
is bad.
The best man took one in the leg, and another bullet injured someone in a different car.
Oh, scary. Ain't
nobody got time for this. This guy needs to go to jail.
And as for the bride, she ran the other way and barricaded herself in the ambulance of the first responders who were dealing with the car crash. And when Devin came after her, he was arrested for attempted murder and second-degree battery.
Good. Oh.
So,
jeez, man.
How's the marriage going?
It's just like all those rom-coms that you always see.
Can you undo that real quick?
If only the bachelor party had been this fun.
Devin was wearing his tux at the time, so he took that to jail with him. Ooh. No word on if they'll be able to patch things up, but I've got hope.
Do you? Mm-hmm. You know, love will survive.
Love conquers all.
I mean, with the bride and the best man, most likely.
Okay, yeah, that's good too.
Let's go to your next laser story, out of the friendly skies. These days, if there wasn't one fist fight on your flight, were you even on an airline at all?
Valid question.
While flying's starting to make the city bus look kind of glamorous now, there's one flight attendant who's sharing the secret she says will change your entire experience.
What?
Give it to me.
So her name's Kat Kamalani, and she's based out of Salt Lake City. She says if you want to be treated like royalty on your next flight, you just have to do one simple thing.
Oh,
here it is.
This is all you have to do. $5 Starbucks gift cards. It means the world to us when a customer gives us this. And if you don't have gift cards, you can just pick up some candy bars, lip balm, anything, and give them to your flight attendants. We will know where you're sitting, and we will know what you look like, and the whole crew will make sure you are taken care of.
What?
That's brilliant.
You just need to bribe the flight attendants to be nice?
And apparently,
that's all we have to do.
Wow. Gift cards are their favorite.
You know, one time I wore a vodka soda hat. It just says vodka soda on it on a flight. I got like 3 free vodka sodas.
Oh, did you give them the hat?
I didn't do anything. The guy was like, just to let you know, this is my favorite drink, so I'm going to give them to you all flight. I'm like, cool. It was great.
Can I borrow that hat?
What I'm saying is get on the good side of the flight attendant.
That's what she said.
Her video's already been viewed over 4 million times, and some people are calling her a genius.
Whoa.
One person said, because of your video, I gave my flight attendant donuts, and they gave me so much free stuff, even though I didn't ask or expect it.
So wait, being nice to someone begets them being nice to you.
Apparently.
Weird.
But not everyone was happy with her advice. Another person said, I believe in being kind, but geez, seems like in everything now, people expect to be tipped just for doing their job.
Go!
Okay. Mm. All right, Boomer, sit down.
I don't know why people aren't nice to me.
Yeah.
Do your job right.
I agree.
Anyway, where's my soda?
I think it's a little bit ridiculous, if you ask me. But if you're liking today's laser stories, we do accept tips. Go put them in at brookandjeffrey.com.
Yeah, hit us up on Venmo.
Yeah, for real.
This next laser story is out of Sleazy Yeezy headquarters.
Oh.
I live here.
Yeah.
If you got an invite to the Kanye West listening party a couple weeks ago, you might be carrying around something worth thousands.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
Horrible memories?
Yeah.
That's because one person who was at the event held at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta managed to turn a serious profit by auctioning off a small plastic bag of air they collected at it.
What?
You say air, no. Just like air in a bag.
Yep, the air comes in a plastic Ziploc bag, and it's labeled as air from Donda Drop.
Oh my God.
Donda's the name of his new album.
Right.
Someone buy this.
The price was set on eBay at $3,330.
I thought it was going to be a joke, like we're throwing down $5 or something,
$10.
You know, to be silly.
It might sound ridiculous, but as bids began to roll in, the air went for much more than expected, over double.
Oh my God!
Wow!
The eBay listing also included a photo of the small plastic bag being held up during the event as proof for interested buyers. However, some doubted its authenticity since the photo's incredibly blurry.
Oh.
But none of that stopped the bidding war, and the winner of the auction ended up spending $7,600.
Winner!
For a plastic baggie full of air.
And it was Kanye West. He bought it because he's like, this is the best breath of all time. Yeah. I ain't going to sell it to nobody.
And that doesn't even include shipping.
Oh my God.
The buyer has to pay an extra $4 to ship it.
You don't even get it for free. That's like just salt in the wound, man.
You know they packed it with all the other air bubbles and the things with it.
If this sounds crazy, it's not even a new trend.
What?
Apparently, bags of air from Kanye's concerts and events have been selling online for over 6 years now. Some of the 2015 eBay listings show empty plastic bags selling for $65,000.
Okay.
Quick, quick, breathe in this bag.
I went to a Kanye West show. Why was I not bringing bags of air with me?
We need to get, like, celebrity interviews in here and, like, bag up everything. Yep, their hair, their farts, their breath. I don't care what it is. I'll bag it.
Can we get it for 5 cents? This next laser story is out of shop, 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 shop. Everybody!
Shop.
Shop.
I like it.
With the P. Impulse shopping, it's dangerous, especially right after payday.
And
a new study looked at how much the average person spends on stuff that they don't need.
Yeah.
It turns out, according to the survey, it's over $2,400 a year on impulse purchases.
Whoa.
Most are at Target, probably.
Seems accurate.
But that
honest.
List of things we need is so boring. You know?
The list of what I want.
Yeah, that's
way
a fun
cooler.
List.
Yeah.
If you do the math, it's just over $200 a month, and we buy about half the stuff online now. The top website for impulse buys is Amazon.
Yeah. Amazon, man.
Yeah. So easy.
The five most common impulse purchases we make these days are clothing, kitchen stuff, food, drinks at bars, and jewelry.
Oh, la, la.
Okay. I thought plants would be on there.
I thought makeup.
A lot of plants. And makeup. Yeah.
The top impulse buys we end up regretting include expensive gadgets, cheap gadgets, vacations, video games, too many Uber rides, and, of course, last but definitely not least, we regret buying shoes.
Hey-o.
I don't think this guy does.
Is it an impulse buy or just what the doctor ordered? Lace them up, nurse. That means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday.